This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Union Cabinet has adopted a resolution expressing its profound grief over the loss of lives in the terrorist incident involving a car explosion near the Red Fort in Delhi. The Cabinet observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, Cabinet paid its solemn respects to the victims of the senseless act of violence and conveys its heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. The Cabinet unequivocally condemned this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
BJP MP Aparajita Sarangi has been appointed as chairperson of the Joint Committee of Parliament to examine the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025. The Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. The 31 members panel has 4 members from the opposition ranks, 15 from the BJP, 11 from NDA constituents and 1 nominated member. A Lok Sabha bulletin said BJP Lok Sabha MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Bhartruhari Mehtab, Pradhan Barua, Brijmohan Agrawal, Vishnu Dayal, Ram, D.K. Aruna, Purushottam Rupala and Anurag Thakur are part of the committee. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will take place tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across the 38 districts of Bihar. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Our correspondent reports that the counting will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Durna Boko. Our correspondent covering this visit has more on this.
Presidents of India and Botswana will witness the release of the captured cheetahs into a quarantine facility near Gaborone. The event will mark a symbolic donation of cheetahs to India by Botswana. The handover signifies the start of a new chapter in bilateral cooperation in wildlife conservation between the two countries. The cheetahs will remain in the quarantine facility for some time before being translocated to India. Botswana will be donating 8 cheetahs to India to assist in the regeneration of the cheetah population in India. President Duma Boko had said that this agreement demonstrates the spirit of shared environmental goals and promotion of biodiversity. Thanking Botswana for their support, President Murmu had said that India will take good care of these big cats. Manishiva, Akashwani News, Botswana.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar took part in the G7 Foreign Ministers Meeting Outreach Session on Energy Security and Critical Minerals in Niagara, Canada today. During the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar put forth India's perspective and spoke about the need on both issues to mitigate dependence, strengthen predictability and build resilience. He said that greater international cooperation is the only way forward and India is open to working constructively with international partners in this regard. He also noted the unpredictability and market constrictions in global supply. Dr. Jayashankar is on a visit to Canada to participate in the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting with outreach partners at the invitation of the Canada Minister of Foreign Affairs, Anita Anand. In FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasai, R. Pragyananda and Pentala Harikrishna will play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today. The games will begin at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.